Maybe see.
All right, let's have a jury. May resume.
All right. We need to move on to you could go straight there, and if you needed specific warrants or anything of that nature, they can be drawn based upon what was done here in West Virginia, because West Virginia is just a subsidiary of the United States, Inc., the United States of America, as is properly called now, and they have been noticed through the principal agent doctrine. Whether they know it or not, it doesn't matter.
All right, there's one other question, and I'll butt out and I'll send it over work. And the Catholic organization, they have control, they own the Red Oak Firearms Corporation. Is that their funding?
The Vatican owns a piece of everything on Earth.
I know, but they are like the sole owners of Beretta.
That's possible. I couldn't say that that's true. I haven't looked. I could care less.
Right. I'm just trying to find out whether it's funding. I mean, how do they get to own us all?
Through papal bulls and a treaty of 1213. Okay. Of course, the definitive treaty of peace. I believe it was 1783.
Peace to all and good guys. Thanks.
I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you. You were talking about the military civil authority order. When exactly does that need to come into play? Is that after the specific people have been taken out of office?
Yes, because you'll have to have them in the civil authority structure, and at that point, an order can be passed through certain channels.
So do we want our militiamen there before that or after?
Well, the militiamen need to be here to even get the people out of office and get the proper people in it.
Okay, so we're going to be there before the military stands down and possibly, takes up sides with us.
Yes, but I don't think you're going to see a lot of interference from them. I just don't see it happening at this point, because I think the majority of them realize what's happening. From the best I can tell, they're waiting for one of two things, and that was a majority of Americans to say they've had enough, or someone in a civil authority somewhere on the soil to say we've had enough. And, of course, we cannot get a majority of Americans to agree on anything other than who won American Idol last week.
Oh, man, I missed American Idol.
Question, please. Is the Pope speaking on the 25th, sir?
Say that again?
Is the Pope speaking from at the UN on the
25th? I know that he's...
Speaking of Obama on the 23rd in D.C.,
The one of the last, if he was the next to last or last day, is the UN. I'm thinking the 24th.
He'll be there the 24th.
So you don't think they're going to pull a natural disaster before the Pope comes, correct?
I think everything has to be signed off there. Because what you have right now is a worldwide... Go ahead.
Yes, please. In West Virginia, where this is going to be started, are the police powers going to be for the people or against the people?
Well, in my
your
opinion,
state police, your city police, your county police.
They're under a military cabinet. They're operating military tribunals and military prisons. They are all named defendants in the complaint.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Bam,
and the way I've looked at them and the way I've discussed things with them, they look at us as the enemy, period.
Opposition.
Thank you. Does anybody know if
there
are UN soldiers here now?
We're the enemy.
Does anybody know if there are UN soldiers here now?
They must have got Arizona.
Your American troops are UN troops.
Okay.
You must all understand that anyone in the current purported government who has signed a subscribed oath of office are considered foreign agents. So that should answer your question as far as the corporate contract Tom is talking about.
Is there in Washington, D.C.?
I doubt it. Depends. I mean, can you get $5 million there?
You think you sure you can? You can get $2.5 million when the sports teams win.
That doesn't mean anything, though. They've got money.
Question for Texas. Have any of y'all been sworn in as the constitutional marshal?
There's no one to swear you in as a constitutional marshal.
I know that. I'm asking, have any of you in West Virginia passed documentation that you are U.S. Marshal?
A U.S. Marshal? Is that what you said?
Yes. Constitutional Marshal.
There's no one that could swear anyone in as a U.S. Marshal.
There ain't no such a... Hey, what kind of documentation are you looking for?
I mean, I can create one like Judge Anna and Steve Curry out of Colorado and Alaska. I can create anything you want. But that doesn't mean it's...
That's what I'm talking about. What Judge Curry, we have several...
Oh, they're idiots. They're idiots.
Okay, so none of this...
No, look at this. I have their oath. And all you have to do is look at the top lines of their oath, and it tells you that they're not United States of America, circa 1787, because they have a lowercase u and an uppercase n. That document does not exist in law. That's a fraud. Judge Anna is a self-confessed private attorney general for the Pope. Self-confessed.
Shit. Out of Alaska. Out of Alaska.
Ask a question, please.
Go ahead.
Do you know anything, sir, about the financial collapse? Do you have any intel on that?
We'll get to that in a second, ma'am.
Okay.
Then we'll come up with
it. Did somebody just say something about our U.S. military?
Right.
They are U.N. troops because under the International Organization of Immunities Act of 1945, every public office was turned over to the UN. So when they take an oath, they renounce their citizenship and fall under UN jurisdiction.
Sure, I have a question. Go ahead. Who are we
going
to go about finding out all this?
We just read. We read.
That's all done.
Just warn.
It's all in there. code and case law. Everything, if you look at our complaint, we have a 6-page judicial notice that is nothing but their code and case law telling you this stuff. They tell you.
I've got a quick question. Has anybody ran the numbers on what could be expected for civilian opposition?
Why? I don't think you're going to have that problem in West Virginia.
Okay.
Because most of them are fed up with what's happening here, and they're scared to death of the police. Because they, when they come for you, they came for me, a person that has never owned a firearm in his life and only filed paperwork with 50 people to kidnap me from my home with no warrant.
That happens in the big cities back east.
Are you have an officer there with you to serve warrants or even arrest someone?
With me? That won't be required, and we're not even looking for arrest. It can be done. If we have a court of record implemented, we have a charter for it. It only requires 12 people to sign it. It's in effect. Through that court of record, there could be warrants, but the structure that's being set up that I can't really release any information about yet, to remove them from a building, to remove them from a public office, can be created and signed off on within a matter of minutes.
Judge?
You're not understanding things, and you're thinking de facto and statutory in nature.
The court of record signs off on it.
That would be an arrest. We're not looking for arrest at this point. We need them removed from the building secured, and then kept out of the building.
The only way you'll be looking for it. Tom, is this more like an Article 5 then?
I can't let out the document that's being put in place, the structure that is going to assist the nation, but it has nothing to do with any of these founding documents. It will utilize sections of them in the daily operation of the civilian affairs, but there will be a structure over it that will be the final say and control of it until it can be cleaned up and returned to
school. Supposed to have more time, so we try to get more people. It's like 2 weeks away. Well,
you can take the chance that when he walks out of UN, changes don't happen immediately. But, I mean, paperwork will have been signed by then, everything will be signed off on, and the new Phoenix will be rising. And so everything will be much harder at that point. Once everyone leaves the UN.
Joe's one here. As this thing goes to other cities, follow-up statement or question based off of the last question of the civilian opposition, can some of your think tanks process some of the studies on the possibility of civilian opposition in the form of organized criminals, gangs, stuff like that that would easily flank either side of this combat?
We have no time. I mean, we're barely going to have this document structure drawn up. We don't have to. I mean, I don't have time for that. And I know the other two men. There's been three of us doing this entire effort, this entire time. Three single men.
If you give you the right to go in and take over a corporation or a business, that's not going to just happen, I guarantee you.
What gives them the right to be here without proper charter, without lawful authority? I could ask the same question on them.
Well, I agree.
Why do you think he is
slave? I mean,
It's the God-given right.
You have the right. We have laid the foundation for self-defense, self-preservation, and the law of necessity. That's all you have.
But what can the force do you have?
Right, thanks. We have three men that have been working at this without any assistance from anyone in this nation. And we have begged since July 24th for assistance from people across this nation. And have
you know, that's kind of funny. My name is Terry Harris. I was woke up by a video that Danny Lovelace put on July 24th. I now have a site with like 1,700 people on it, but do you know how many of those 1,700 people would probably actually stand up?
Probably five.
Right. You're right. And I put my face and number out there every day, but not many will actually stand. They'll spread your videos for many countries, but they won't really stand.
Yes, the video
3% of them will.
It does nothing.
Well, it wakes people up, and some of those people do stand.
It is a numbers game.
It is. Yeah.
The three of us have done all we can do at this point. We've given you a lawful platform. We're offering you a lawful structure to have a bridge between the old and the new. We've given you the intel that we have from behind the scenes. Now, that's all we can do. Now it's up to the real men and women to stand the fuck up.
I'm in. I will suggest my whole group be in. But I've never even had a single Tennessee militia person come up and say, hey, we got a militia.
This is Alicia House of Lutzrola now. I have expatriated. Anyway, I am on my way down there. I'm tracking as I'm listening to this call. And I'm coming down with Leonard House of Harvey. And we are bringing probably 15 people. And we are all packing and getting ready to come down here. Just to let you know, you just got it. You just have to stop talking. And you got to pack. And you got to get down there. End of story. And I do.
That's good.
Can we put the word out as much as possible online?
And if you do another radio, we are putting an event together. Hello, is everybody hearing me? We are putting an event together. This has to happen now, not tomorrow.
I can
put a video out to my group of 1,700 and about 8 other groups within 15 minutes of this being over.
What's the name of your group, sir?
Taking Back America with an exclamation point. It's got a site page, Taking Back America, without an exclamation point, where they made it where we couldn't share on the group pages. It's Taking America Back. I always say it wrong, y'all. It's Taking America Back. We had like 1,700 and something members. I'm also associated with Real Southern Confederates, the Confederate Brotherhood. I just made a site, the 3% of Middle Tennessee, trying to get local people, and we have about 40 so far.
Okay.
And this is in less than 2 months. Like he said, he got up on the 24th. I woke up on the 24th of July, and I knew I had to just do whatever I could to wake as many as I could. And I will go. And I will suggest everybody go.
I'm affiliated with so many groups online, so I can get the word out to quite a few people, but I need to have a date, and we need to have an event set.
We need to have a date.
And
you should never really give your enemy notice that you're coming to remove him.
That's fine, but you can set a date,
but you don't do an event. It's not about protesting and carrying signs anymore, people.
Right.
Well, how would you recommend that we do get the word out? If you don't want to use an event, and you don't want to put a date on there.
Well, an event, no, you can put a date, but then you better show up in full force, because you're going to let them know you're coming.
Correct.
Yeah.
So, we're going to have a barbecue around you that already know about this. Because they're already on our pages, it's been broadcast all over Facebook. I guarantee you they've been listening the entire time.
I'm sure they're on the phone right now.
Yeah, there's no doubt.
I'm going to say, never use Facebook. Never. Never use Facebook.
Yeah.
Well, that's... I guarantee you the government's looking to do it right now.
you still got to understand how many people are on there that could be woken up.
Exactly. That's exactly my point. We need to get the word out.
You've got to quit letting fear rule you. The inevitable is coming, and that's what this gentleman is talking about. The inevitable is going to happen. Whether you resist
or
lay down for it, it's going to come for you. And all you're doing is delaying by making excuses not to show. And I hate to be this way, but it's fact.
How fast can people come from across this nation and get here?
Exactly.
Well, this is a good date.
You want me to pick a date? I'll pick a date.
He got sick of the military when they started holding up those little cards when the instructor would be yelling at them, if you hurt my feelings and here's a court, don't yell at me. And that's when he got fed up with the Army.
Well, you're getting off track. Can I say something?
Sure.
Basically, what this man is providing is with the nut boots on the ground, we have the legal right and responsibility to take that state from the United States government.
I understand that.
Once we acquire that state, that will go viral to each state. That will give us a foothold. That will give us a foothold to take this country back.
That's what I want.
With this state taken, there is a structure that will be implemented that will take control of the entire nation and the governments thereof.
My comment was in reference to the military shooting, you know, because they were ordered. No, well, not all of our military will shoot. Some will, yes, but some won't. That was my comment on
that. As soon as they raise their gun to shoot, they should be shot by the person next to them in the head for an act of treason.
Thank you. I lost the call for a few minutes and was just now able to connect in.
You have it provided. What was the website? Do.hudok.what?
Later, but one thing that we've been experiencing here in Idaho,
things that...
This is Jim from Florida. I wanted to interject something here at this point in the conversation. All the folks that are online with and across the United States, part of the follow-up effort after West Virginia goes sovereign, we need some folks on the administrative side of things. So if you've got members in your militias and groups that are obviously like-minded, have the wherewithal and understanding of obviously everything we're talking about tonight, I need to get a hold of, I'm trying to put together a state leader in every state, and I need some of the, so if you folks have people that, more of a support network, but I do need a state administrator, a leader in each state that's going to pick up the cause. Once the state capital is secured, they're going to need a state leader in that capital and take up the position of the governor's desk, for lack of better expression. So I'm going to give my information out, and I want you guys to go ahead and dig through your rosters and see who might best fulfill that role to be, an excellent communicator, well-headed, professional. And so I'm going to go ahead and get my info now. My email address is J as in James, Larkin, L, so that's JJL at Governor's Hope. That's Governor's with an S, Hope, all one word, lowercase, .org. So that's JJL at governorshope.org. I need people that are willing to get involved on the administrative side of things. In the aftermath of West Virginia going sovereign, I need people from every state. I need at least one good, solid leader from every state. I have some. We have been recruiting from the phone list, from the calls, and I've got a lot of states involved in that. I got a lot of good leaders, but I still need more. There's things that I don't have anybody from. So please email a list of those states. You have a list of the names?
I do. I'll read them off to you now. Alabama, Alaska, Connecticut, Delaware, Hawaii, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, Minnesota, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, Nevada, New Hampshire, New Jersey,
Washington State, and Wyoming.
somebody in Arizona.
I do have someone in Arizona. I do have someone in Arizona. But
you have someone in Idaho?
I do have someone in Idaho. But listen, that doesn't mean that you can't give me a call. My number's 941. Hold on.
Stand by.
94. Mayor? Okay. No. Okay, so it's 941-330-7040.
941-330-7040.
Yeah, 941-330-7040. Give me a call because I need, besides, look, the chosen leader and lead administrator is going to need support staff. So we need to have any like-minded people that are going to be involved in the enforcement side of things that can help participate in this way. This is going to help roll the rest of the state sovereign, okay, underneath what Tom has planned to do. So this is all going to happen quickly, so I'm trying to do this administration now, because once this starts, once the game pieces start to move, and the counteractions and the actions start happening on both the good and the bad, we're not going to have a lot of time to orchestrate. We don't know what's going to happen to communications. So if you can get in touch with me within the next 7 days and take a position in a state with whoever, I'd appreciate it. I'd like to follow those lists. I'm going to need your phone numbers and your email addresses so that each state can coordinate amongst themselves administratively when the time comes to turn that state sovereign. We're not looking to put anybody in harm's way. Obviously, the whole plan is that first the capital is secured, and then the lead administrator, at a minimum, has to make his or her way to the capital, to the governor's office. There's just information, and that's going to need to be gathered. They can use the administrative staff. We're going to have to set up people getting paid, because no one's going to be working for free. Everyone's going to get a fair wage for services rendered. We're not looking for anyone to just go out there and not have to worry about their bills or anything. So, this all of these administrative tasks have to be handled in every state. So, we're going to need a good, solid, we'll just call it an administrative body that's going to be in a temporary position before state elections are announced and then held to fill those positions.
Do you have a currency set up? How are we paying people?
Yeah. Look,
they're paid right now.
That's right.
Yeah. Look,
specific
questions.
Okay, look.
Let me ask a question real quick here. Do I have any biker or motor club, anybody private in this? You do not have to give your organization. But do I have any biker association or motor club on this line?
Texas does.
That's it. And Texas. I need to get word out to get with me. So I got Texas. Is there anybody else on call?
Washington.
God bless you. Anybody else on call? California.
Yeah.
California, that's what I was going to say. Yeah. California. California right now. Who else? California. Who else?
Pennsylvania.
This is what I need. I don't care who what organization you're with. I need you to join operations. I was just in prison. I talked to 12 chapters. I'm not sure if any of them on this call don't really care. You need to also join operations with the bikers and also do that with the United States Militia. I'm asking for that too. If we can get 20,000 to 30,000 bikers, 5,000 to 10,000, even 4,000 to 5,000 militia unitmen, we got this big rock in West Virginia.
Pennsylvania as well.
We need joint operations.
Hello?
Go ahead.
No,
I've been on the call for about a half hour. Is there a date set for this?
Hello.
We're working on that right now.
Completely digital.
Yeah.
When we first started the Zelo conference, is this the same gentleman we were speaking with back then?
Arnello Zelo?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had started, I was just trying to open up when we were trying to get people together for big hackers. We were trying to walkie-talkie. We had to save a joke, so we moved on to this conference called National Security Online.
I just wanted to make sure we were still talking to the same people.
United States Militia Special Operations. The reason why this call was made is to do joint operations with the Motorcycle Club, Oath Keepers, 3%ers, okay, and Anonymous. With those organizations, we can get lots of people into any state that we need. Right now, we have to pop off West Virginia. Once West Virginia is done, it's a domino effect throughout the United States. Did everybody copy that?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what this call is about. It's giving you the information. Well, how the fuck do we get it done? I'm going to tell you how to get it done. This is how you get it done. You get all the joint people that you can. I've been running around the country for 8 months now doing this. This is what it's led to. This call tonight. So that is my job, is to get all you state commanders on one line. I hopefully I've done a successful job. It's been a lot of fucking work. I love everyone yet. So this is what we gotta do. So we're gonna pick a date.
We love you too, John.
Well, I love you too. Hey, you know what?
I love you too. I love all you guys.
Listen, this is serious shit. So I'm gonna pick a date. I'm gonna dispatch it. And I have a fucking barbecue, and that's it. There you go. Watch for my barbecue. And I have a good time. You understand?
Go ahead. Can somebody repeat the currency that was just said?
Go ahead, repeat the currency.
I mean, at this point, you're going to have what's here. And at some point, you're going to have none. It's going to be digital.
Right.
As to when that is, they're keeping that highly under wraps. But trust me, the old system is dying and it's being burnt, and the new one is rising. And the new one is not your friend.
Let him finish. Go ahead with your question.
I would like to know, what is this document that we cannot see, and why can't we see it?
You will see it right now.
There are three men in West Virginia that are putting their lives on the line for the entire nation, and so far no one has stepped up. That's why.
So after you have a commitment from a multitude of people...
When I see bodies in Charleston, West Virginia, it will be released nationwide and worldwide. Sean will be able to view it, but that's as far as it goes. Because so far, I have a contract on my head and have been begging for a month to get protection around me, and not a single...
You got protection. Protection is on its way,
Has anybody reached out to the fence?
We have a lot of Christmas dinners on the call, do we not?
Reach out to the fence. So just so we can get this straight, ladies and gentlemen, I heard a tentative date of the 24th. Is there anybody that's not on board with that date on this call?
24th sounds good to me.
I mean, you can get there earlier. I'll be there earlier. We'll have a crew there earlier. But the 24th should be like a set date, and that's not going to be the date that everything's going to take place, because like Tom said, it's going to have to be done under stealth.
Copy that?
What's your name, sir? My name's Leonard from California.
Hey, Sean.
Yes.
Fine,
so go ahead.
So if we're able to accomplish this in each and every state with this form in these United States with the new Constitution?
Yes.
Well, this is what it's going to be. There's going to be a structure that's utilizing
the documents in place minus the judiciary. The judiciary.
So kind of like a utopian society.
No, I didn't say that. The structure is there to complete a transition between the old and the new, and the new is whatever the people decide. I could care less.
Well, we've already kind of started that when we went to D.C. on the block removing British